It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, April 11th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and it's Record Store Day this weekend, so we are going to be sharing some of our favorites of the plethora of releases that are coming out this Saturday.
Plus, I talked to Carrie Colleton, co-founder of Record Store Day, who told me a little bit more about the history of what you could call sort of a national holiday for record lovers. But first, let's dig into our favorite picks among the many exclusive releases coming out this weekend. Jade, what releases are you most excited for?
So I kind of went in three different directions because you can go a bunch of different ways. My first pick is X-Ray Specs, I Am a Cliché. And this is a super rare release. They're only going to be releasing 500 copies total. This is, if you're unfamiliar with X-Ray Specs, punk band from London. At the time, they weren't super prolific. They only released about 5 singles and 1 album, but their look, they looked so cool. They had this really staunch feminist point of view, and their lead singer had this wild howl. They would go on to influence the Riot Girl scene. So to go back to the beginning and have a piece of vinyl that is a part of that original Riot Girl scene, I think is super cool. It's going to be pink and green Day Glow double vinyl. And the first piece of vinyl is going to be studio versions of the songs of X-Ray Specs. And then they've got this early 1977 live recording of songs from the Roxy Club in London. So you get to feel that energy, how vivacious they were live, and you also get the studio versions of the songs.
That sounds super cool.
So another pick, I went with one of those various artists compilations. This one's called Boy Meets Girl Classic Stax Duets. Stax Records, the Memphis label that was home to artists like Otis Redding, Isaac Hayes, and the Staple Singers. This is a label that was super influential to not only the Southern soul scene, but also the Memphis soul sound. And 50 years ago, they released Boy Meets Girl. This was their way of bringing their Stax artists together. But the reissue, and the reason why this is cool, you know, 50th anniversary, besides that, this reissue will include 2 rare versions of Private Number. They're going to have one with William Bell and Judy Clay, and another version of it from Dusty Springfield and Spencer Davis. And that version was previously only available on a very out-of-print mid-80s Tacoma Records album. So really, finally, you know, in its home where it should be. So yeah, that's Boy Meets Girl, Classic Stax Duets.
If there's anything better than one legendary voice, it's 2 legendary voices together.
And my third pick, Jay, is Modest Mouse. The last time Modest Mouse released music was their album Strangers to Ourselves, which came out in 2015. Now they're going on tour with the Black Keys, so we're going to get some new music from the band. And their very first song is going to be available on Record Store Day. It's going to come out on this psychedelic triangle piece of vinyl. It looks very, very cool. The song itself is very psychedelic. Poison the Well will be on one side of the 7-inch, and on the other, it's a secret B-side. Again, this is how people are releasing music now, getting you excited for Record Store Day, for buying vinyl, being a part of that world by picking up a very exclusive and special release.
I'm not the one trying to push you around. Well, get that taste out your mouth. That's sounds like kind of a trippy release, but this is not the Flaming Lips, so we can probably be safely assured that there are no bodily fluids anywhere baked into this vinyl.
I know, I almost felt bad not picking the Flaming Lips special piece of vinyl that's coming out, but you know what? They do something weird every year. So if you are a Flaming Lips fan, there's bound to be something special in store for you for Record Store Day. But Jay, what are your picks? Did you pick Flaming Lips?
I did not pick Flaming Lips.
Sorry, Flaming Lips.
I picked, well, for starters, Bob Dylan. So we've talked about Bob Dylan recently on the podcast because last fall, he released that Blood on the Tracks, More Blood, More Tracks box set, speaking of blood, but only in a figurative way in this case. Anyway, so he released that box set that really fueled the fires of people who have always believed that Blood on the Tracks should have stopped when Dylan finished the initial sessions in New York. It's always been kind of a debate among Dylan fans. Should he have come to Minneapolis and re-recorded some of the songs he'd originally recorded in more sparse versions in New York? Well, that's what he did. So the resulting album that you know and probably love is a mix of those Minneapolis and New York sessions. But the box set included a lot of the recordings from those original New York sessions. So now you could really get a sense for how the album might have sounded. So, if you're one of those people who thought the New York sessions were where it was at, you might want to pick up the special copy of Blood on the Tracks coming out for Record Store Day. It's an exact copy of the test pressing created using only materials from the New York City session. So basically, this is like the first draft of the album. If Dylan had stopped after recording in New York and put the album out, this is how it would have sounded. Understandably, it's always been a widely bootlegged collection, and now you can buy an official bootleg copy.
For the purists out there.
For the purists. The ring. She was born in spring, and I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate. So my next pick, a little bit more of an investment financially. It's going to set you back a little bit more, but it's hard to imagine any vinyl DJ, whether amateur or professional, who's not going to want a collection of six 12-inch singles from Sugar Hill Records.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
It just puts you in that place just thinking about it. So, I mean, I was an 80s kid, so when you say rap, the first thing I hear is the Sugar Hill Gang. And I can tell you there is literally no remix of Rapper's Delight that's long enough for me.
No, you have to go back to the original. Just let
keep it going. Keep it going. So if you share my warm feelings about those classic Sugar Hill sounds, 12 inches, it's just turntable ante. Everybody go hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Is I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spring and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, holiday. So my third pick is one of this year's most buzzed about releases, and certainly one of the rarest, coolest items that's going to be out in stores. I think this might be one of those where if you see it, you just need to grab it, even if you're not a fan of Prince or a fan of Versace. Wait, Versace?
What?
What?
Yes, tell me everything.
Well, also, it's not a piece of vinyl. It's a cassette. It's a replica of a mixtape called The Versace Experience, Prelude to Gold. Yes, that's the numeral two, because we're talking about Prince.
Of course.
So this is a tape that Prince made just as he was becoming the artist formerly known as Prince. It was a lead up to his Gold Experience album, and he handed it out as swag to people who attended Versace's Fashion Week show in Paris in 1995. A lot of those rare albums have now come out digitally. Even some of the ones that are very hard to come by, you can now get on your streaming service. But that is not the case with this mixtape. It will it'll take you right back to a more innocent time, if that's something you can really say about a tape with tracks like Pussy Control. Okay, so those are the releases this year that we're most excited about. But Record Store Day goes back a while. To get the history of Record Store Day and to learn more about some of the cool things that have happened over the years, I talked to Carrie Colleton, co-founder of Record Store Day. So let's start with the history of Record Store Day. How did Record Store Day get started?
Well, Record Store Day started back in 2007. It had maybe been a germ in a couple of people's brains for a little longer than that. We had started seeing, and by we, I mean those of us who work with independent record stores day in and day out. And we all recognized that, oh, wow, there's a lot of news stories about how all record stores are dead. Wasn't it great when there were record stores everywhere? I guess they're all gone. It's really sad. We knew from our day-to-day jobs that indie record stores were doing okay, and we just needed to find a way to get the word out about it. And we looked at what Free Comic Book Day was doing for comic book stores, and we just decided, you know, let's throw our own party, and let's invite the press and the public and the labels and the artists, and let's just see what happens if we try to tell the world that record stores still exist. They're just as cool as you remember, and don't mourn their demise when they aren't dead yet.
And it seems safe to say that the success of Record Store Day has been tremendous, maybe even beyond what you'd envisioned or hoped.
Oh, if anybody connected to Record Store Day tries to tell you that they envisioned this and they saw this coming, just laugh in their face because they're lying. We had no idea. We didn't even really know that first or second year what it was going to be like. And the fact that it's grown exponentially, in this will be our 12th year, and it's grown in every way that it could possibly grow. It's grown in the number of stores participating. There are over 1,200 in the U.S. and thousands in every country around the world. It's grown in the number of releases. That first year, there were maybe, I think there were less than 20 releases, and they all came from the Warner Music Group. And now there are about 350 titles, from tiny little labels to major labels on the list. And it's grown in the terms of artists who want to be part of it, whether by just telling their fans, hey, go to a record store and shop there, or by showing up and performing or signing. All those ways it could possibly grow, it's grown. And it is now the single largest one-day music event in the world. There's no way any of us sitting around thinking of this way to throw a party could ever have envisioned what it's become.
So you've had a bird's eye view of this now for the last dozen years working with all these different record stores. What are some of your favorite Record Store Day stories that you've heard?
We've had some people get married on Record Store Day. A few years ago here in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is where I live, we had an in-store by a band called All Time Low that was at a School Kids Records in Raleigh. And All Time Low at the time had the number one album in the country, and they were coming to in about 2 in the afternoon, and they have a fairly young, fairly female fan base. And by, I'd say, noon, there were probably 300, maybe more, teenage and preteen girls lined up to meet their favorite band. And I got to be the last person they talked to before they went up to talk to the band. And just to see the looks on their faces and remember what it's like to be that into a band and be that close to seeing them and knowing that that's what happens at record stores all over the country all the time when people are introduced to a band they love, whether in person or just by learning what the new music was, and being able to share that with these younger girls and guys too who love the band. Just being able to introduce them to this music and let them meet their current musical idols, that's to me what Record Store Day is all about, is community and all these people coming together and loving the same thing, whether it's the same band or just music in general, and experiencing that all in a record store.
Thanks to Carrie Colleton for talking with me, and thanks to Jade, our producer today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and tomorrow we have another special episode for you to get you even more into Record Store Day. We're going to have conversations with record store operators all across the nation for you.